Hey, good morning, y'all.
So,
This is called a surprise live, which means I'm out on a walk. I haven't done this in a while because we typically like to give y'all high quality audio and all the things. But I've been out for a walk this morning and I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I just wanted to come in and just speak from my heart about a few things that are on my mind. So I hope it's helpful. Like I said, this is like if you're sitting there going like, "Oh my God, I didn't get a notice. What the fuck's even going on? I'm so confused." Don't be confused. This is what I just call. I want to talk to y'all. I want to tell you some things. And it's on my heart and it's on my mind. And I'd rather do it when I'm full of piss, vinegar, and passion than to write it all down and schedule it and work it in. So there you go. Number one, the first thing I want to do is I want to give you a recap of my own Don't Stop Believing training. So if you haven't been following along, sorry, I got the early morning throat. Me, Coach Christy, Coach MJ, who else is doing it? Maybe Coach Judith. I'm not sure if Coach Judith's doing it. And our badass marketing bitch, Sarah. Some of the team members are training to do the Country Music Half Marathon next weekend. And this week was the last week of my training. And I've been coming on periodically, kind of just downloading my last, like what was going on in my last long run. So I just want to give y'all a synopsis of all the things. I did my last long run yesterday. This training has absolutely taught me a lot about myself. Number one, I don't like endurance events. This is like, I think for the last 3 or 4 years, I've tried to do these longer distances, and I've just found that in my 30s and early 40s, that was my passion, and it's not my passion anymore. I like shorter workouts. I like lifting weights. I like being done in 30 to 60 minutes. And it's good information to know. And I think that that's helpful for a lot of you. The reason why we offer Don't Stop Believing this year for all of you is I want you to try out movement. I want you to find a passion and a love that lubes your body up, that gets you to where you can play with grandbabies, you can play with your babies, you can go out for, if you want to go on long walks with your girlfriends, if you want to, you and your partner want to, I don't know, have wild ass boom boom and you keep up and stuff. That was one of my original intents when I first started losing weight. I was like, ooh, mama gets winded and can't do a lot of things. And so I wanted to get to where I could do some things. So I want for all of you to think about this when it comes to movement. What is my biggest fear? What is it that I think about movement in general? I think this is a good question for all of us to ask ourselves, because when you ask those questions, you're going to find a host of thinking that's either not true, but you believe it, like it's painful. One of the things that I did a few days ago was give all of you a gift of talking to Susie Hatley, who is a movement specialist, especially for the 55 plus group. And she debunked some of the myths that we believe about exercise being painful. And look, I get it. It is very normal for us to think that only hard workouts count, or like we've got to be sore as fuck, or it doesn't even matter. Like we've been trained by the diet industry and by trainers that, what do they call it? Like pain is something. I don't know. Like you gotta like no a team no days off. Bullshit like that. So it is normal for all of us to have what I would just call a busted relationship with movement when we can have a beautiful one. So I finished my long one yesterday, and when I got done, I really thought about the kind of movement person I want to be moving forward. What did I discover during this training that I loved? And what did I discover that I don't love anymore? And how am I going to move forward creating the relationship with exercise that I want? So I think it's just really good for you to just start with thinking about, do you exercise? Why do you? Do you like your reasons for it? Or do your reasons feel a little gross, feel a little punitive? So many of us exercise just for weight loss or as a punishment for what we ate the day before. Or do you move because you love seeing your strength grow. Like one of the things I love about lifting weights is I like to watch myself lift weights. I am always so impressed that after all these years that I have gotten so strong that I lift weights that most dudes lift in the gym. And for me, one of the things I wanted to tell you is that that is the kind of dopamine that we all want to be looking for. Too many of us are finding dopamine in food. We're finding dopamine in shopping. We're finding dopamine in yelling at people. Yes, you can yell at people and get a high off of it. Trust me. I have been this person. I am unlearning that version of me. You can get dopamine from watching Netflix. And one of the things that I have learned is that I want to be the kind of person that has dopamine hits from taking care of themselves. From like, this is one of the reasons why I love journaling. When I'm done journaling, my thought is always, you have figured out how you need to think for the day. You have done something compassionate for yourself, which is like a lot of times I'll unload in my journal some shitty thinking and I just tell myself, and it's okay. We all have shitty thinking. We all have days where we wake up and our brain's a mess. I'm so glad that you're the kind of person that looks at it. Like, I want to get dopamine from planning my food each day, from being able to say, I woke up today, I decided consciously what I was going to eat today that makes sense, that I'll enjoy, that helps me be the person I want to be. And I get a dopamine hit off of that. And so, like, when it comes to Don't Stop Believing, one of the reasons why I'm offering it to all of you is I want you to learn how to start getting dopamine hits off of things that are going to better your life, that are going to change your life, that are going to help you become the kind of person you want to be. That's a gift we give ourselves. And so I examined, like, what did I love? What did I not love? What do I want to do going forward? One of the things that I told Jane, I said, the next time I left her Marco Polo, y'all know Jane's my best friend, Coach Jane, who's doing Trust Your Body this month. I said, the next time my ass wants to sign up for a half marathon, your job as my friend is to be the version of my brain that doesn't whitewash the training. Your job is to be the version of my brain that says, Corinne, the last time you did this, here's what you're forgetting that you did not like about it. It's okay if you changed your mind and stuff, but please don't have hindsight bias where you're only remembering crossing the finish line and that moment you're proud. So a lot of you could do that. This is not to dissuade you from doing DSB. Trust me. I think it's great. This will be my 60th half marathon. And it took me to 60 to really start being like, I think I want a new relationship with exercise. The other thing I wanted to talk about is quality problems to solve. So I'm just going to be honest. I am shocked at how few of you are doing DSB, how few of you are taking advantage of doing an event that, like, can change your life. I mean, that's my God's honest thought. I'm sitting there thinking, so many of you will sign up for 5Ks and half marathons and 10Ks one day. And all you're going to get for it is a t-shirt, a medal, and an email that says, show up on this day. You're not going to get mindset coaching. You're not going to get a training plan and help to make it flexible. You're not going to get group support like what we have. You're not going to get a daily podcast that challenges you every day to think bigger and better. Like, you're not going to get any of that stuff. On top of, like, if you come in person, they ain't going to throw you a party on Saturday night when you're done. I guarantee you, there ain't going to be nobody there special that you give a fuck about that's going to say, like, I want to hug you when you cross the finish line, and I want to take a picture with you so we can memorialize your fucking achievement. None of that is happening in other races. We build out DSB to be fucking special. And what I want y'all to think about is, if you're on the fence, I know some of you have no interest, you already exercise in other ways, whatever. Ooh, Corinne can't walk through here. I'm thinking this water thing. We have gotten so much rain here. It's unbelievable. Wait a minute. Let me raise my glasses up. Oh, yeah. Y'all want to see some mud? Look at this poor guy. Please turn around. I'm just going to go the other way. So, I want y'all to solve quality problems in your life. Whether you do DSV or not, I want you to think about this. Where in your life right now are you not doing things because you don't want to be disappointed? It's like, well, if I was to, you know, if I went all in on the Nobius course and I made a plan every day and I didn't follow it, I'd be so disappointed. You know, if I did DSB and I couldn't do it as fast as I'd want to, or if I couldn't do the distance that I want to, I would be so disappointed. And so what we do is we lower our expectations for ourselves, very often resulting in doing nothing. So many of us just don't even try. And what we're doing is we're solving the wrong problem. We're solving the problem of how not to disappoint ourselves by playing small, by getting really good at holding back in life, by being really good at not doing the things. We might also change everything if we just did it. I know you're scared. I know you're afraid of things. But being afraid of disappointment is the wrong problem to be solving in your life. Here's what I'd rather you do. I'd rather you think about, here's the problem I'd like to solve. I want to set a goal. Something that stretches me. Something that scares me some. And I want to go to work on that so that I can solve the problem of how to have my own back no matter what happens. I want to solve the problem on how could I surprise myself? How many times in my life can I start proving myself wrong that I didn't need to hold back? I didn't need to protect my ego. I didn't need to shelter myself. What I needed to do is put myself in positions that challenge me. And when my old shitty comes up, change the fucking conversation so that I grow into the person I want to be. I'm going to tell y'all, so many of you are like, I want to think better and I want to feel better and stuff. But you don't push yourself to do things that make you think doo-doo and give you the opportunity to change the conversation. That's how you change how you think about yourself. Not by losing weight, not by being perfect, not by getting perfect plans. You change how you think about yourself by literally changing how you think about yourself in the moment you're thinking like crap. Because when you start changing how you think about yourself, when you're putting yourself into positions where you're doing things you didn't think you could do, you give yourself so many opportunities. You give yourself opportunities to catch when you're not having your own back and then showing yourself, no, here's how I want to think about myself. I'm so proud. Like, let's say you sign up for the 2 hours. We're at the point in DSB where you need to sign up because the training's happening. Nobody's behind. There's still plenty of time. Let's say you sign up for 2. And it looks like 1 hour is going to be about where you can get to. I would much rather you think something like this. I knew I couldn't do it. And then say like, oh no. That's the exact kind of thinking I want to change. Here's what I want to tell myself. I'm so proud of you for starting something and finishing, no matter how you finish. I'm so proud of you for being the kind of person that didn't sit on the couch who's not disappointed today at all. You're just sitting there eating a donut and watching Netflix. Like, I'm proud that you were out doing something. Maybe you didn't get to where you wanted to go, but you got a lot further than what you would have done had you been protecting yourself from disappointment. That's the conversations we need to be having with ourselves. That's the reason why we do shit like this. And then I also want you to use it as an opportunity to be like, do you know one reason why so many of you feel shitty? You're not putting yourself in situations where you can prove yourself wrong and see pride. You're so busy worrying about what people will think. You're so busy sitting around being afraid you'll disappoint yourself that you don't even give yourself the opportunity to think, this could be better than I think. And along the way, as I get some wins, I have stuff to be proud of. I have new things to think about. This is important. I know a lot of you think that Don't Stop Believing is just about exercise. It has nothing to do without exercise. Nothing. You know what Don't Stop Believing is? The damn title tells you. We're going to teach you how to not stop believing in yourself, no matter what happens, no matter what has happened in your past, no matter how many wins or failures you've had, no matter what. It's all about learning to believe, learning to show up when you don't want to, learning how to overcome this shit. This is why we include special podcasts for Don't Stop Believing. This is why we include mindset coaching with me on all of this stuff. So anyway, as I'm finishing up my half marathon training, let me tell you my honest opinion. I'm going to be really slow. I decided as I was training, I didn't want to push myself really hard because I start getting like hip issues. And when I go really long and I try really hard, I have to recover for a whole day and a half. I wanted to use each one of my long trainings to think and to be with myself. So that means that on race day, I'm probably going to do, like, it's probably going to take me three and a half hours to do the half. And it would, like, there's a natural disappointment in my head because I always have this dream that I'm going to go fast one day. But I'm also so proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for doing the training, even though I knew at the halfway mark, I wasn't really enjoying this distance anymore. But I'm proud of myself for like saying, you can make this any kind of race you want. You don't have to worry about what anybody will think. You just need to think about what you're going to think. And as I kept training for it, I solved some quality problems for me. One of which is letting go of exercise because I think I should do it and start really embracing. I want to get back into yoga. I want to lift more weights. I want to do other things. It gave me so much clarity because when I went to work on something that was a challenge, I gained a lot of clarity about like Corinne and who she wants to be. So I just felt like I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit today. Like I said in the post, I wanted to tell you about getting dopamine hits from new shit. You know, I just implore y'all. Movement is one of the best ways to get new dopamine hits. And you might not need it from food as much if you're getting dopamine from new things. If you get it from talking to yourself with pride when you make a 24-hour plan. And then solving a quality problem. Let's stop solving the problem of how to like soften the blow of failure or how to not be so disappointed by putting the brakes on ourselves. You want to not be disappointing yourself? Choose not to be disappointed. You don't have to slow your life down. Think about the think, feel, do cycle. The feeling of disappointment comes after a thought, not because of something you did. And then just, I hope that y'all do Don't Stop Believing. I wanted to make this race something that transforms people. But not only does it help you lose weight, but it helps you lose all that mental weight. It helps you get a better quality of life. We have a special workshop for all of you who are afraid of like joint pain and stuff where Susie's going to come back for the Don't Stop Believing people and help you. We have all kinds of cool things that we're going to be doing. All right. I gotta get out of here. I think y'all have a 10 o'clock call. Check the training calendar. I don't know what it is. I think it's one of the implementation calls. I don't know which worksheet, but it's from Trusting Your Body. So y'all enjoy that. I'm sure that's what it is. If not, go to the training calendar on nobswomen.com. First, check out Don't Stop Believing and sign up today. If you're still sitting on the fence. Then you can check the training calendar to see what call comes on at 10 o'clock. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Bye.